At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We're going to kick off the Nissan post-game show with Lisa Sherber, our great friend. Christian Arcand is along. Lisa, look, this is the ultimate example. I mean, everybody hates that the Red Sox just lost. We all do. I mean, you do, too.
Yes.
You just said it. I'm sorry. Which, I mean, it's the right emotion in this micro speck in the galaxy. It's true. That's a really hard loss to take. But you must be so proud with what happened over the last 2 days.
Oh, 100%. And I think, you know, this is the real stuff right here, what happened 2 days. And, you know, I think the Red Sox came through so large for us.
Yep.
For these past 2 days, WEI, Nesson, of course, the you know, just an amazing trio that could sort of bring us to this point, and so many highlights of these 2 days. It's so hard to even sort of pick one that sort of brought us all to our knees of just pure emotion. But I have to say, tonight, watching Chris and Louise throw out the first pitch was just beautiful, because the story of them is two boys from the Dominican Republic, both diagnosed with cancer, both brought to the Jimmy Fund Clinic, both became friends on our spring training trip, and it just made sense, like, who's going to do this, who's going to represent what the Jimmy Fund's all about, than these two boys that really understand the sense of community and love and friendship and support. And when the two of them saw each other on the warning track before they threw out the first pitch, they hadn't seen each other in a couple of weeks, and they were just high-fiving and hugging. And that's what I want to take away from these 2 days.
Well, that's why you are the heartbeat of that place. I mean, you're so instrumental, Lisa, in creating those environments and those situations. Everyone who came in here, who went on Nesson, who's frankly ever talked about the Jimmy Fund. And by the way, we're not done yet. 877-738-1234. We're over 5 million for the first time. Keep the calls and donations coming. But everybody, you know, you ask them, what is your first memory? What's your experience with the Jimmy Fund? And these people are walking through your doors, in a lot of cases, on the worst day of their lives. And their reaction is, I couldn't believe the joy and how happy the place made me feel. I know you've heard that by now a billion times, but it must make you so proud to create that kind of environment.
Oh, we love it. And the team at the Jimmy Fund Clinic and all throughout Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And that's the thing. It's sort of, you know, the joy sort of goes on every floor, which is kind of special. And but everyone in the clinic that I'm at, obviously, it's such a great team that you're sort of born to be able to do something like this. And I truly feel that the joy that everyone has, it's contagious.
Well, it sure seems like it. And it rubs off on the patients and the doctors and everybody who puts part in this. Tom Karen, Brock Holt, the co-chairs this year. You go over $5 million for the first time. A true team effort. I know you guys do so much to plan for this event. You'll probably sleep for a week after tonight.
maybe not, but
But with all the planning and work, you have to feel so good about what happened here.
Oh, I think this is beyond any expectations. And I think, you know, obviously the Red Sox, when they play well, I think it just sort of makes this whole park so much happier. And people sort of realize, like, you know, where they see the 50-50 raffles, they see the canisters, you know, they want to put the dollars in there. They sort of know where these funds go to. So I think it's sort of, it helps the cause when the Red Sox can fill this ballpark too.
Sort of a cruel twist of fate in these weird extra innings rules, because you start with the automatic runner, he gets over to third, and then a swinging bunt against the current Jimmy Fund team captain, Garrett Whitlock. I mean, he gets the loss technically. It's not an earned run, so it's just totally snake-bitten. Garrett, like so many, I mean, I know you don't have favorites, you can't play that game, but so many in a long line, Mitch Moreland, Brock Holt, Will Middlebrooks, who spent the night in here with us there, but just been so many who believe in the cause. And, you know, Lisa, the thing that has really moved me so much is that it's not a token gesture for these guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Red Sox do a great job of emphasizing it to their players, literally from the time they're drafted and come to Boston for the first time. Like, hello, we want you to be great players, but you're going to be good citizens, and this is our marquee thing, and you're going to be involved in that. But it's not because they have to. It's because it gets in their souls. And mm-hmm. I think Garrett, with many guys on this current team, doesn't brag about it, doesn't talk about it. Guys show up after long road trips. They're over at the clinic unannounced. They're not posting about it on social media. They're developing friendships and relationships with all of these kids and patients. I know we've talked about it for 2 days, but I really am moved by the fact that these players get so invested in it.
Oh, I think it's so special, and I feel so honored that, you know, we build these relationships with the players. They're just wonderful humans. I mean, that's all it takes, is to sort of, you know, be somebody that's kind. And I mean, I think of with Will Middlebrooks. I mean, he just had one of our kids that he connected with at a spring training come and spend the day with him.
And sort of see, unbelievable.
Right? Come behind the scenes. And that's something that no one knew about. This was just something his heart knew he had to do. Yeah. And that's what players have done that throughout the years, to sort of make our kids feel special, make them feel that, you know what, cancer doesn't define them, that they actually can feel some joy as well and create memories.
You know, I feel so lucky to not only know so much about and be affiliated with the Jimmy Fund, but to know those two guys, Brock and Will, so well as I do. And I've gotten very close, obviously, with Will this year, working with him so mm-hmm. much. I love doing games with him. I've seen him be the great dad that he is and husband and all those things. Something really cool today when we had guests on, you know, he gets that twinkle in his mm-hmm. eye, and he kind of disarms these kids in the best possible way to make them know that he's with them eye to eye. Brock does the same thing. I think to me, Lisa, that is the magic of what's going on here, because, you know, we see these guys, they're like gladiators, and we do judge them based on do they deliver with the bases loaded, and they feel larger than life. And in a lot of moments, they are, right? I mean, they're able to do these things physically that are just spectacular, but then to see that humanity and to see them, the humility, frankly, mm-hmm. to just level up with these kids who are going through such tough times, I just think it's magic.
Yeah, no, 100% it's magic. And I truly believe in that. And I think, you know, I think their heart is it just beating so fast, you know, and they just want to make these kids and the adults that they talk to in here feel really safe. And I think that's kind of the whole Dana-Farber mentality, is just provide a safe, nurturing environment for the youngest of our patients to the oldest of our patients. Yeah. And I think that's what we do really well.
I think the thing these 2 days have shown me, again, is I think people, first of all, people of all ages come from all over the world to get care at Dana-Farber. We get that. And that's super important. And at all ages, you deserve the best possible care. But I think all of our heartstrings are tugged the most by the littlest of your patients. And, of course, you do so much to help them and their families. You know, I love all the pictures that are posted on Superhero Night and all the sleepovers and all those things. What does it mean to you to give those kids a chance to just escape their reality for a little while?
Oh, I mean, there's nothing that sort of gives you more satisfaction when you have a teenager who, you know, doesn't feel well and they just had their treatment, and yet they're going to board a bus, go to the airport and do spring training. And, and they're like, oh, I feel like crap. And I'm just like, I know, but you're going to feel like crap in Florida, or you're going to feel like crap at home. And they listen to me, which is very strange. And, and they look at me when they get to spring training, and they'll be like, I like feeling like crap here. And, And I think that's what it's about. I mean, you know, we take the parents away to make sure they feel safe. We take these kids away to make friends and connections, and that gets them through the hardest days. And, you know, my team, you know, we can't do the medicine part, but we can certainly heal the heart a little bit, and that's what we try.
That's amazing. We had Brenna Bunowski on earlier.
And she's the best.
She's great. She's excited to start eighth grade.
Yes.
And, you know, she buried the lead. Her mom told us after she left that she's in active remission, which is so wonderful. And I think, you know, Lisa, these days, it's so important to tell the stories of the very tough cases because we need to raise money for clinical trials and experimental therapies and all the things that do eventually, if not right now, save lives. And that's important. And a lot of the donations, I'm sure, were exactly for that. But it is also important to talk about the success stories and the patients and kids who have overcome it, who've been so resilient. Because you got to balance both those things, don't you think?
You definitely do. I think it's one of those things where, you know, we're with our patients from day one until they sort of move on. And whether that's moving on to college or a wedding or, you know, tonight, I mean, just to sort of bring it down to our reality of what we have here is, you know, in the stands, I heard my name and I look up and we had just lost one of our patients who is now an adult. She was treated when she was 16 and she passed away at 34. And so, you know, we all had gotten very close with the family because we watched her through the years get married, have a child. And her parents were here and I brought them down to the warning track and we just got to hug. And I just thought, this is what this is about. These 2 days, we're talking about joy and we're talking about hope. And here are these two parents where they never felt more at home than coming here together on Radio Telethon Day at Fenway Park and seeing me representing their clinic. And that sort of says a whole bunch about the work that we do, that we are with you for all of it. You know, and I think that's real important.
It definitely is. By the way, keep giving. JimmyFund.org, 877-738-1234. Text any amount to KCancer to 56512. You're always so radiant, Lisa, and you're so delightful to us, to the patients, to the children. And I know you have to balance, like we said, the joyous relationships with the tragedies that you do experience all the time. How have you learned to kind of bottle it up, because I know it must be so hard, because it's an inevitable part of the angelic work that you're doing, that you're going to lose people that you've gotten close to, that you've fallen in love with. How have you found that you manage that?
I think we're so lucky, the team that we have at the Jimmy Fund Clinic, we're able to support each other. And I think everyone knows who sort of has different relationships with kids. And I think we know that if it's someone's turn that needs that support, we're all there. I think you try to take time. I have an amazing life at home. My two kids happen to be here tonight.
They rode the roller coaster with us through all these extra innings.
I know. So they bring me so much joy. I mean, that's a huge part of it. I have a nice long commute home every day. You know, nice Boston traffic. So, you know, whether I'm in the car for an hour and a half, I can sort of process everything. Yeah. And you sort of take care of, you have to take care of your heart because you can't go back in the next day and help the next family. So, but we have to make sure that we honor those families that we have lost.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer.
and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
And I would just say, you know, I don't know how often or how overtly this has been said. Some doctors have mentioned it. Some researchers have said it. This doesn't come down to where you stand on almost any issue, but the reality of what's happening right now, just the blunt reality, is that a lot of the dollars that have in the past been dedicated to clinical trials, to research, to sort of moonshot treatments, mm-hmm. is going away, which is why these kind of days, these kinds of donations are so important. Don't you think this is kind of a new era and it makes these 2 days even more important?
Yes. I mean, I think we're fighting for their lives. You know, we're fighting for all of our lives, yep. right? Cancer hits almost every family in one way or the other. And I think, you know, we shouldn't have these families afraid that there's not going to be that clinical trial mm-hmm. waiting for them. We shouldn't have these families feel that there's not a new chemotherapy being developed for their child that has relapsed. Or, you know, I feel like there's enough fear that's put in with an initial diagnosis.
Sure.
And to have, we want to just provide them, you know, a sense of just peace and hope. So these funds, they just develop the most amazing research that can be done, and we do the best of it at Dana-Farber. So, you know, to go over $5 million, I mean, that's incredible.
It is. It truly is remarkable. And I would just encourage anybody, and nobody likes unnecessary spending or anything like that, but I just think too often we view certain things as lines on a spreadsheet rather than what they actually are, which is faces and lives and families and treatments and those kinds of things. So it's really cool that we can try to fill some of the gap, but hopefully we can get back to a more normal level of treatment and funding and those kinds of things. One last thing for me, Lisa, what a wonderful 2 days for the telethon. What's next? I mean, I know these are the two biggest days, but what can people do? How do you turn the page?
Yeah, what's next for us is we have our large summer festival mm-hmm. that we closed down Franklin Park Zoo, and we have 3,000 people, and it's for the Jimmy Fund Clinic families only, and that is a pure day of hope. If you've ever been treated at the Jimmy Fund Clinic, you keep your yearly appointments, you get an invitation, and so you have someone who was just diagnosed 3 weeks ago, sort of walking right next to someone who was diagnosed 20 years ago and is doing unbelievable. Oh, yeah. And so the goal of that is to sort of just provide hope and a little bit of joy, and that's all we do. So that's the next big thing for me and my team.
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, again, what you guys do, if you all don't have like a one-way ticket on the Concord into heaven, nobody does. Really, you guys are just saints, and it's awe-inspiring, the work that you've done, the donations that have been made. It's just a special thing.
Well,
so thank you,
Will, and this has been an amazing 2 days, and we couldn't do it with all you guys sort of bringing this together.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
All right, good night.
And congrats on a big-time year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.